This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel killed a top Hezbollah commander in a strike in South Lebanon on Monday, sources familiar with the group's operations said, inflicting a heavy blow after 3 months of hostilities at the Lebanese-Israeli frontier. More than 130 Hezbollah fighters have been killed in hostilities since the group's Palestinian ally Hamas attacked Israel from Gaza on October 7th, igniting a conflict that has rippled around the region. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Medics, patients, and displaced people are fleeing from the main hospital in central Gaza as the fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants draws closer. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The loss of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital would deal another major blow to a health system already shattered by 3 months of war. Aid groups have withdrawn from the hospital in recent days, saying it's just too dangerous. Witnesses say panic spreading among people sheltering there after fleeing their bombed-out homes in northern Gaza. The Gaza Health Ministry says over 70 bodies and around 100 wounded were brought to the hospital in just the last 24-hour period. Israel says the fighting will continue for many more months as the army seeks to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands more Palestinians in the Gaza Strip fled on Monday to the south as the fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants encroached on the central belt of the enclave. Most people escaping some of Gaza's most densely populated areas first head west to the coast before turning south to reach an area near the city of Rafah, according to displaced families. This is VOA News. A week after a major earthquake struck the west coast of Japan, thousands of people are still without water and electricity and have yet to be told when plans to rebuild can begin. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida confirmed on Saturday that the magnitude 7.6 quake killed at least 168 people, with over 300 people reported missing. Sub-zero temperatures and heavy snow and rain have hampered the delivery of aid, leaving thousands with diminishing supplies and little information. Those living in areas that escaped the greatest damage, such as Nishiyaya, a village of 1,000 people near Kanazawa, brave the snow to collect drinking water.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Somaliland's defense minister has resigned to protest his government signing an agreement to allow landlocked Ethiopia to access Somaliland's coastline. He told local television, quote, Somalia has lost land to Ethiopia in the past, and Ethiopia remains our number one enemy. Somalia has protested the deal as a threat to its sovereignty by Somaliland, which broke away from Somalia decades ago but lacks international recognition for its claims of being an independent state. Five Spanish regions have announced the reintroduction of rules making the use of masks mandatory in health facilities following a spike in flu and COVID-19 cases over the festive season. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
In the last week of December, 953 cases per 100,000 inhabitants were presenting at primary health care centers around the country with acute respiratory illness, while hospitalization rates showed a steeper upward increase than last year. In some regions, the rate of respiratory infections was more than 1,500 per 100,000 inhabitants. The region of Valencia is among the hardest hit. There, health chiefs instructed people with symptoms, as well as medical professionals and family and friends in waiting rooms, to wear masks for the foreseeable future. It also left the door open to the rule being extended to other areas where people with vulnerable health gather.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. A moon landing attempt by a private U.S. company appears doomed because of a fuel leak on the newly launched spacecraft. Astrobotic technology managed to orient the lander toward the sun Monday so its solar panel could capture sunlight and charge its onboard battery. The system was reported hours after a successful liftoff from Florida. It was trying to be the first private company to successfully land on the moon.